The war in Yemen. Looking for an exit. Saudi Arabia declares a ceasefire while the Houthi rebels fight on.
Rarely has Saudi Arabia sounded so magnanimous. For 5 years, it has been fighting the Houthis, a group of Shia rebels in Yemen, on behalf of the government they toppled. The war has devastated Yemen's infrastructure and killed more than 100,000 people. But on April 8th, Saudi Arabia and its allies promised to lay down their arms for 2 weeks. The reason for the ceasefire, said a Saudi official, was to alleviate the suffering of the brotherly Yemeni people and maintain their health and safety. 2 days later, Yemen, the region's poorest country, announced its first confirmed case of COVID-19. Cynics doubt that compassion is truly motivating Saudi Arabia, a majority Sunni nation. For years, its bombs have hit hospitals, houses, and schools in Yemen, often, it seemed, on purpose. Rather, the war is turning, and the Saudis are losing heart. Despite its vicious air campaign, Saudi Arabia has been unable to dislodge the Houthis from most of Yemen's population centres, including the capital, Sana'a. Its main international ally, the United Arab Emirates, began scaling back its involvement in the war last year. The Saudis themselves are bombing less. Their airstrikes are down by more than 90% compared with 2015. In recent months, they have held secret talks with the Houthis. Gone is the hope of returning Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, the exiled Yemeni president, to Sana'a. Now the kingdom's goal is to stop Houthi missile strikes on its own territory. The Saudis want a way out and are using the coronavirus as a fig leaf, says Abdul Ghani Al-Iryani, a Yemeni analyst. The Saudi intervention began as a vanity project for Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, who sought to flex his muscles in the face of rival Iran. But the Houthis stood tough, and Shia Iran, sensing an opportunity, increased its support for the rebels. Prince Mohammed is now looking at a quagmire that is diverting resources at a time of plummeting oil revenues. Houthi attacks on the kingdom threaten its reputation for stability. Their missiles have struck oil pipelines and targeted the capital, Riyadh.